Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week, our guest is Amy Ewing Holmstrom, the Development and Communications Director for the Armed Services YMCA of Lawton Fort Sill. This weekend, the ASYMCA is hosting its annual Red River Craft Beer Festival, which also serves as a fundraiser for the organization. Amy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So to get started, tell me the basics about the Red River Craft Beer Festival.
Okay, so this is our fourth year, and we have two big fundraisers a year, the Y-Fry and this. And this is an event where we have invited different brewers and beer distributors throughout the state and throughout the region to bring their craft beer. Craft beer has really become a very specialty thing. If you enjoy the taste of beer, there's all kinds of recipes that are being put together. You know, who would have ever thought to put sriracha in a beer? Believe it, they're doing it. Who would put chocolate and sriracha together? Believe it, they're doing it. These craft beer guys and gals are really coming up with some really unique recipes. And so what we started 4 years ago was an opportunity to highlight these craft beers in one central location where people could go through and do testings, and they get an opportunity. We have a little test glass that you get an opportunity to test 1 ounce of each flavor that you might enjoy. And this event has really become a big fundraiser for us to raise money for our programs where we serve our military families.
How did the idea for a craft beer festival come about?
I believe the partnership began with J.P. Richard at Castro Liquor and Wine with some of our board members. He wanted to do something unique and special that would be a very popular fundraiser, and that's how the idea came about. And, of course, J.P. is a huge advocate for the military and military families, so this was a perfect fit, and especially with the popularity of craft beers, the size of this event has grown every year.
You mentioned you have both local breweries and larger operations coming in. Which brewers can guests expect to see this weekend?
About six or seven local brewers. And when I say local, I mean like, for example, Iron Monk out of Stillwater. They're bringing their four brands, their four labels of beer, which are really unique. And so we've got small companies like that that are really unique in that they're local Okies who put together some recipes, and now, you know, you've got to support local, you know, homegrown. So we will have a handful of those, and then some of our national brands, Sam Adams, Shiner will be there. The combinations of names and flavors will astound you.
One of the other things that you've got going on with the festival this year is pre-fests, and you've had one Wednesday night, you've had one Thursday night, you've got one again tonight. Tell me about these pre-fests.
Right, what we decided to do was bring in some locally owned restaurants and bars, because many of those carry exactly what we're looking at as far as craft beer. So Wednesday night, we all got together at White Buffalo and had a tap takeover with Anthem. They're one of the labels, obviously, that will be attending our event on Saturday. And then last night we were at Park Tavern, and Coop was there as a tap takeover. Coop is a very popular label here in Southwest Oklahoma. And tonight we're doing Sierra Nevada Fest at Red Dirt Reloaded Bar and Grill out on West Cache Road. And that will be from 6 to 8, and there'll be giveaways as well from Sierra Nevada. And it'll be an opportunity for people who, if they haven't bought their tickets yet, they can buy them there as well.
So the purpose of these is to help people be more familiar with what they'll see at the main festival Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Just sort of highlight some of the craft beers they'll have an opportunity to taste on Saturday.
What's the response to the festival been since it began?
It has steadily been growing. In fact, last year we had over 700 people attend. This year we certainly intend to surpass that. Our vendors have grown. We have a lot of people have been reaching out to us who would like to attend. This year we'll have some, what we say, non-food vendors. We'll have some folks there selling items that are related to beer and t-shirts and fun things like that.
Now, as we mentioned, this is a fundraising event for the Armed Services YMCA. Tell me about the organization and the programs that this festival will support.
So the Armed Services Y is a facility at 900 Northwest Cache Road. And a lot of people, when we say Armed Services YMCA, they hear YMCA. So then they think, oh, a gym or a pool. But we're actually an affiliate of the National YMCA. We're the Armed Services YMCA. And we work directly with E5s and below and the military families of E5s. So we are working hand-in-hand with Fort Sill to help military families who might need help with childcare, might need help with groceries for the week, or a soldier's closet, which has several items in it that help the military families. We have a wonderful childcare program where we take care of over 120 children in our childcare facility. We have programs specifically geared towards ages newborn up to 5 to 6 years old. We also have the Soldier's Closet, which is a wonderful setup where if anyone wants to donate anything, obviously you do get a tax credit on that. But if you're a soldier and a family that's moved here and you don't have your household goods, or if you find yourself in need of a car seat for your child or furniture or clothes, the Soldier's Closet is for E5 and below. And it's a wonderful setup to where you can come in, get the things that you need, and if you don't need them anymore, bring it back when you're finished with them. So that's a great thing we do. We also have a food pantry for our military families who might be in need, and those are referred to us through Fort Sill, and they get to take with them 3 bags of groceries to tie them over.
Well, it sounds like there are definitely a number of good things happening that the festival will support. Amy, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
Just hope to see everybody there. See you Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Great Plains Expo Building. And remember, it's all for the military families.
Right. A good time for a good cause.
Yes.
Amy Ewing-Holmstrom, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
The Red River Craft Beer Festival will be held Saturday, April 8th at the Great Plains Coliseum Expo Building in Lawton. VIP admission opens at 3 p.m. and general admission opens at 5 p.m. Tickets are available online at redrivercraftbeerfestival.com. For more information, visit the website or the festival's Facebook page. Just search for Red River Craft Beer Festival 2017. You can find out more about the Armed Services YMCA of Lawton Fort Sill at their website. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.